In Sedona, Arizona, jury selection begins today in a trial involving three people who died during a spiritual warrior retreat in 2009. The retreat was run by self-help guru James Arthur Ray, who was on trial for manslaughter. Daniel Crocker of member station KNAU reports that local businesses catering to spiritual tourists are struggling.
The Angel Valley Retreat Center stretches along the banks of bubbling Oak Creek just south of Sedona. Nearly a year and a half ago, it was a chaotic scene here as emergency responders evacuated 20 people.
This is the place where the sweat lodge used to be and where the incident took place.
Amira Hamilton runs Angel Valley with her husband. Now on this site, there's a circle of stones outlining where the sweat lodge used to be. In the middle are the stones actually used to heat the sweat lodge, laid out in the shape of a heart.
When we took them out, when we took the sweat lodge down, they just formed themselves into a heart.
And that led them to turn this into a memorial of sorts. In addition to the criminal case against James Ray, people who were in the sweat lodge and victims' families have brought 10 lawsuits against Angel Valley. Amidst all this, business was down 50% last year after 5 years of steady growth.
I think most of all has to do with people being unsure what exactly happened. You know, so there's uncertainty.
Sedona is a mecca for spiritual travelers. For decades, they've flocked to what locals refer to as Sedona's vortices. These are swirling centers of energy that some believe flow out of the region's stunning red rock formations. Now cottage industries have popped up to serve visitors' spiritual needs.
Healers, counselors, teachers, tours, psychic readers, energetic healers, goes on and on.
That's Lucy Goudreau. She owns the Golden Word Bookstore, which specializes in spiritual and metaphysical books. For her, business has also dropped. She's a retired teacher and has had to dip into savings to keep her store afloat.
I literally see people walking around with their cell phones, adding up prices and deciding which of the things they're going to buy, which when we first got here, I did not see at all.
But Goudreau attributes her struggles to the recession, not to fallout from the James Ray incident. Jennifer Wesselhoff, CEO of the Sedona Chamber of Commerce, says a lot of her members have seen revenues decline by 20% or more. But she agrees it's hard to know what's causing it.
The recession, the AIG effect on our meetings and events market.
Not to mention Arizona's controversial immigration law and the recent shooting in Tucson. But some spiritual entrepreneurs say what they offer is recession-proof. Mark Pinkham leads Vortex Tours in Sedona. He says his business has never been better.
Maybe in a recession it's even more important. To feel that connection to the spirit, to a higher power when things are difficult in your life.
These tourists don't make travel decisions based on money, says Kevin Wright, who's written several books on religious and spiritual travel. And as a result,
the leisure traveler market is down quite a bit, whereas the spiritual religious market, it may be down a little bit or it's holding steady.
Back at Angel Valley Retreat Center, Amira Hamilton says she's starting to get more interest in bookings.
We get questions like, are you open? Yes, we are.
But she's worried that the James Ray trial may bring negative energy to a place where spiritual seekers come to escape it. Opening statements are scheduled for March 1st. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.